This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. When wildland firefighters work prescribed fires, they're breathing the same smoke and facing many of the same hazards as a wildfire, but they don't get the same hazard pay. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports that could soon change.
Resolving that disparity has been a long-standing demand of wildland firefighters. In its proposal to do just that this week, the federal government acknowledges the real dangers of prescribed fire: open flame, falling trees, unstable terrain, and significant exposure to smoke and other toxins. Firefighters make most of their money in the heavy summer months. Having a pay bump for prescribed firework in the off-season is
really going to help them out in the wintertime. It's going to keep these career wildland firefighters around.
That's Max Alonso, Secretary Treasurer of the National Federation of Federal Employees, a union that represents many wildland firefighters. Comments on the proposal, which would give firefighters an extra 25% of their base pay on prescribed fires, will be accepted through June 15th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
A freeze is threatening backyard crops after weeks of unseasonably warm weather. Some people gambled planting vegetables and herbs before Mother's Day. CSU horticulturalist Kareem Garbi says if you act quick, those plants can be saved.
My first recommendation would be to, dig them up. They probably haven't even rooted yet, so they won't be that bothered by it.
Fruit trees could be a little worse for wear. Budding trees could get damaged by frost and result in a smaller harvest this year. A freeze warning is in effect overnight across much of the state, with temperatures in the teens and 20s. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.